To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do, we can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, once again, we say marhaba, marhaba, and we welcome you into today's silsila, where inshallah azza wa jal, the topic of discussion is regarding from illness to death. And today we are going to be covering the sunnah methods or the manners in which a person should conduct himself in the presence of a sick person. But before doing so, let us listen to a hadith regarding the blessings of sending durood and salawat upon Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I give up all my awrad and waza'if and devote all my time reciting salawat and durood upon you, subhanallah. So this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he inquires from Sayyidina Rasulullah that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I give up all my awrad and waza'if and I devote all my time, throughout the day and night in sending durood and salawat upon you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to this companion and he says that, oh my companion, if you do so, if you spend your entire day and night sending durood and salawat upon me, this will be sufficient to remove your worries and your gunas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Subhanallah. Meaning a person who spends most of his day and night sending durood and salawat upon Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, every act and every practice that a Muslim engages in, as we always mention, that the most important aspect of it is the good intention that one makes before conducting that good deed. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that innamal a'malu binniyat, that actions are judged based upon the intention. So when a person makes an intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us based upon our intentions. And remember, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more good intentions that a Muslim makes is the more blessings and rewards that one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, I am sure that some intentions were displayed on the screen before the silsila commenced. So, in addition to those intentions, if there is any other good intention that you would also like to make, then inshallah you can make the good intention. For the more good intentions we make, is the more blessings and rewards we shall obtain from our Khaliq and Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, I will suggest some good intentions that you can make. You also make the good intentions that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will watch this silsila from the beginning to the end, only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Another good intention that you can make is that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whatever I will learn into today's silsila, I shall convey its message to the others. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey my message, even if it is only one verse. Therefore, make the good intention that whatever you learn today, for inshaAllah into today's silsila, the topic of discussion is regarding the sunan and adab of visiting a sick person. Therefore, make the good intention that whatever you shall learn, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will convey its message to the others. And another good intention that one can also make is that, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, whenever I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, I shall reply by saying, Azza wa Jal. Whenever I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being mentioned, I shall reply by saying, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, today's topic of discussion is regarding the sunan and adab of visiting a sick person. But before even commencing today's silsila, I want to make a point that many times you'll find that when a person is in a state and condition whereby they are critically ill, many of us do not even know how to conduct ourselves in the presence of a sick person. And at times in some of the families, you'll find that when a person reaches even the state of sakarat, when a person reaches the state whereby his ruh is about to come out, those that are present in the house, at times it becomes a moment of panic. At times it becomes a moment whereby no one in the house is aware of what to do. And at times, in some of the families, in some of the homes, you'll find that after a person's ruh has come out, after a family member has departed from this world, those that are present in the house do not know how to conduct themselves, do not know what to do in that situation, do not know what is the first thing that a Muslim should do in that situation. Therefore, it is very important, you know, each and every household, each and every family, we have a person that passes away. You know, none of us can escape this process of death. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed each and every one of us that we shall all taste death. So that is why the deen of Islam emphasizes on the importance of preparation for death. And also, the deen of Islam has taught us manners and sunan. Alhamdulillah, as we have mentioned in the previous silsilas, that the deen of Islam is a religion that is based on a way of life. You know, Islam is a way of life. And alhamdulillah, this beautiful deen of Islam has left no stone untouched. In fact, it is narrated that some of the kuffar of Makkah used to mock the Muslims. And how they used to mock the Muslims? They used to say to the Muslims that your religion of Islam has even taught you how to conduct yourself in the toilet. Subhanallah. Meaning the deen of Islam is such a beautiful and complete religion that has left no stone untouched. That is why it is very important for us as Muslims to study the sunan and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is very important for us to study the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is very important for us to find out manners in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted himself. If a person is a family person, you have to learn how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted himself around his family members. If you are And a young man that wants to get married, if you are a person that wants to take the step of making nikah, you have to study the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to this entire process of nikah. So each and every step of our lives, if a person is a business person, you have to study ahadiths, you have to study the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as far as how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the sahaba ikram conducted themselves, as far as this process or as far as the ways and manners of conducting business is concerned. So the deen of Islam is a complete religion. It is a way of life. The deen of Islam has left no stone untouched. So it is only our responsibility as Muslims. It is my responsibility as a Muslim. It is your responsibility as a Muslim to go out and study the sunan and adab, to go out and study these teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if a person learns the sunnahs, if a person learns the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the person will be successful in both worlds. You shall see success in this world, whereby subhanallah, you will know how to conduct yourself. And when a person conducts himself in the ways and manners that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted himself, you'll find that society and community will tend to love them. Why? And why? Because the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an akhlaq of perfection. Subhanallah. You know, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked regarding the akhlaq and manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does she say? She replies by saying, khulquhu kana al-Qur'an al-Kareem. That the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Qur'an al-Majid, subhanallah. How many of us can our wives make this statement about us? Subhanallah. But the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when she's asked about the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she replies by saying, خُلْقُهُ كَانَ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. That the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Qur'an al-Majid. So, if you want to study any perfect person, if you want to study a perfect character, if you want to have a role model of a person who was a person that reached perfection, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Qur'an al-Majid that if there is any person whose akhlaq has been perfected, then it is the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we want to go back to study a character of a person who was a perfect person, if you want to study akhlaq and character of a person who had perfected this path of character, then it is for you to study the sunan and character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when it comes to the sunan and adab of visiting the sick people, this knowledge, each and every one of us should have this knowledge of how to conduct themselves in the presence of the sick people. And subhanallah, in the recent times, if a person sincerely wants to go out and study sunan and adab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a person wants to study the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a person wants to learn different adab, different sunan in relating to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then subhanallah, you know, in this mahal and environment of Dawat-e-Islami, you'll find that the sunan and adab are taught day and night. And those that travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, you'll find that in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, the sunan and adab are taught. You know, there are many people that you'd find that in their lives, they were abusive at times to even their parents. But by traveling in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, you'll find that when they returned back home, they came back as changed people. You'll find that there were those that used to abuse their sisters. They used to oppress their sisters. At times, they deprived their own sisters from inheritance. But subhanallah, after traveling with the Madani Qafila of Dawat-e-Islami, when they returned back home, you'll find that their entire lives were changed. you will find that there was that revolution in their lives, whereby they came back as changed people. Why and why? Because in the Madani Qafila of Dawat Islami, these basic principles of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were installed in them. There was emphasized upon the sunan and adab of the deen of Islam. The sunan and adab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were emphasized upon. Therefore, subhanallah, these brothers returned back home as changed people. And also, if a person is not able to travel in the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami, in the Ijtima'at, in the gatherings of Dawat Islami, you'll find that the sunan and adab are also taught in these Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami. Therefore, it is my humble appeal to all the viewers of Madani Channel that are seeking and watching the Silsila today, if you sincerely want to go out and learn the sunan of Islam, if you want to learn the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then go to the nearest center of Dawat Islam in your area so that they can advise you, so that they can give you advices on how to be attached to this mahal, how to be part of this beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, today's topic of discussion is regarding illness to death. And as I mentioned previously, that today we are going to emphasize on the manners and ways which a person should conduct themselves in the presence of a sick person. It is stated that when you go out to go and visit a sick person, you should always, when you are in the presence of a sick person, you should always give them hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, each and every one of us, you know, a Muslim should live their lives having that concept of hope and mercy, in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran Majid that لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, that do not lose hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you go out to visit a sick person, you should always give them hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful narration in a very authentic book that is referred to as Riyadu Salihin. In this narration, in this hadith, it is stated that it shows and displays the manner and akhlaq and adab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That subhanallah, when our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go out to visit a sick person, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give that sick person hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The uniqueness of this beautiful narration is in the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out to visit a young man who had not yet accepted the sweet message of Islam, subhanallah. Doesn't this display the high quality and akhlaq of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That subhanallah, he knew that this young man who used to make khidmat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when this young man became ill, although he was not yet a Muslim, and yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes out to go and visit him. Look at the simplicity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many of us today are still acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That subhanallah, when we receive news of a sick person, we leave whatever we are doing and we go out to go and visit a sick person. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the narration that I wanted to narrate, that is found in Riyad al-Salihin, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam received news that a young man who was a Jew, who was a non-Muslim, that used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, كان غلام يهودي يخدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. But there was a young man who was a Jew who used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, famariba, and this young man became ill. Subhanallah. When this young man becomes ill, فَأَتَاهُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. When he becomes ill, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes out to go and inquire about him. Today in our Muslim communities, you'll find that some people, when we have people that work for us in our shops, when we have people that work for us in our businesses and so forth, when these people are ill, we don't even go and inquire about them. At times, they do not come to work for months, and we are not worried about them. Wallah, in some situations, they even die. We don't even go and inquire about them. Why and why? Because we fear that if we go out to inquire about them, it will belittle us. It will put us down in the eyes of society. And as I mentioned in the previous silsilas, that at times, even when it comes to family members, only when a rich family member is ill, then only do we go and inquire about them. But subhanallah, look at the simplicity of my Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the simplicity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That subhanallah, in that when he receives news that his companion is ill, when he receives news that this young man that is to serve him is ill, this young man who had not yet even accepted the sweet message of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَتَاهُ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes out to go and inquire about the young man. فَقَعْدَ إِنْدَ رَعَسِهِ فَقَالَ لَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and he sits next to, on the bedside, on the head of this young man, where this young man was laying down. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and he sits next to this young man's head. Subhanallah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala lahu aslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, oh young man, aslim, accept the sweet message of the deen of Islam. Accept shahada. You have been my khadim for so many years. Oh young man, accept the sweet message of Islam. فَنَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ. Hey, hey, hey. The young man's father was seated next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The young man's father was also seated in the same house. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to the young man that aslim, that accept the message of Islam, become a Muslim, the young man, فَنَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ وَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ. The young man looks at the face of his father, who was also in the same house. فَقَالَ. A father said to him, أَطِعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ. The father says to him that, follow أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ. Meaning, accept the sweet message of Islam. فَخَرَجَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْقَذَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Hey, hey, hey. It is stated that the young man's father, subhanallah, he says to the young man that, accept the sweet message of Islam. Accept the message of Abu al-Qasim. Accept the message of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, oh young man, become a Muslim. The young man, accept the sweet message of Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the young man hope. Subhanallah. Abu Lamar Akha gives the young man hope. And he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhahu min an-nar. That glory be to Allah, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has saved this young man from the fire of hell. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many Madani pools that each and every one of us can learn from this one qissa. The first Madani pool that we can learn from this story is the fact that when a person is ill, when we receive news of a sick person, we should make our way to go and visit them. And the second Madani pool among the sunan and adab of visiting a sick person is that when you visit a sick person, you should always give them hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, we have discussed two sunan and adab of visiting a sick person. In the coming sentences, we shall discuss more motherly pose pertaining to the manners of visiting the sick people. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do today.